Baby Your Heart Podcast, man. You already know what it is.
Five,
you know what I'm saying?
Four.
You know what I'm saying?
Two.
Yeah. I got my man Guinea with me here.
Let's
you know what I'm saying? 10K hours.
It's good, Brody.
Nice game,
Phil.
You know what I'm saying? Sharif Daughtry in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got some topics for y'all. Let's get this thing started.
Let's go. Let's get this shit going.
Steady your hearts, man.
Lord.
You go deep into your souls. Look at that.
Yeah,
for your mental.
Get your mental right.
Yo.
Get some understanding.
Yo, everybody out there, I know a lot of y'all just trying to make it through the day. Proud of y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your head up.
Keep your head up, man.
And keep going.
You know what I'm saying? Struggle make you beautiful, pain make you stronger. All that, you know what I mean?
Separate the men from the boys, man.
You know what I'm saying?
The struggle.
You know what I'm saying? Lions and wolves. Lions and wolves.
Let's get it.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, we got some topics for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? First off, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to everybody out there listening. Appreciate y'all for being here.
Shout out to the listeners, man. Subscribe and all that, man.
Yeah, man. You already know we got Dice Game Films, man. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Dice Game Films, everything behind the lens, man. I'm the extraordinaire. You seen it, you liked it, it was because of me, you know? But that's about it. But matter of fact, no, it's not. You feel me? Follow me online. That's Dice Game Films. Follow my store. That's DGFGames.com. You know what I mean? Hire me, book me. You know what I mean? Get in tune. You know what I mean? I'm the flyest, the illest out here. Every video is a new idea. You know what I mean? A lot of people make videos and they look the same. You know what I mean? You don't pay for a copy, you pay for original. That's why I'm gonna give you the original.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Dice Game Films.
You know what I'm saying? Talk to him, 10K.
Listen, I'm in the building, man. Many, definitely on that music, crazy. Entrepreneur.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Business owner.
Come on, a little bit of everything, you know?
Owner.
We
got
need a space.
Hand in a little bit of everything.
You know what I mean? We need a space, so we said, let's purchase that. You know what
I mean? That's all it is, man. That's all it is, man. You already know me, man. Sharif Daughtry. You know what I'm saying?
The legend.
You know what I'm saying? All that handyman vocal coach.
He ain't gonna tell you, so we gonna tell you the legends.
Icon.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, tell me your resume, man. You got your
sleep.
Wait, you got your own fraternity.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Yeah, shout out to Alpha Rho Theta Fraternity.
You know what I mean?
Performing Arts, man. Hey, Rho, what up, man?
You put
it out
here. They got their symbol in stone.
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
Shout out to that, man. What else? What else? Tell
them
some more, man.
Yo, listen, man. My man been the president.
Top playing with
you. You feel me? My man is the man. You feel
Barack
Arthur?
Barack Obama pictures. You gotta understand what's going on.
Arthur of the orchestra.
Me and Barack did share a lens.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Obama. Obama shook his hand and said, yo, I know who you are. Don't, no need for the introduction. That's what Obama said to him.
Oh, Beasley in the frame.
You heard me? Barry O.
You know what I'm saying? Any more, man?
No, that's it. Now we're gonna let him breathe. We're gonna let him breathe.
Yeah, that's it.
But I think it's a good one.
Yeah, they wildin' out there. So
yeah, a lot of y'all wildin'. A lot of y'all treating us like average men.
Relax.
You know what I mean?
Chill.
Like just mere mortals, man.
Vibe responsibly.
Come on. A lot of y'all treating us like mere mortals. You feel me?
You heard what they said.
That's it, but it's cool though.
Every once in a while, you gotta run through your resume.
A little bit.
Every once in a while, you gotta remind the others and you gotta remind yourself who you are. You gotta get your shit off, man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes for y'all too. You know what I'm saying? Run down your resume. Like, there's no reason you should be feeling down when you made it this far. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, talk your shit, man.
You're still here.
Talk your shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Breathing.
You're still here breathing. You got another chance. So what up? What you going to do
it? Let's get it.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? That's how me and my squad rock every day. You know what I'm saying?
Every day. Let's get it.
Just know that, you know, hard times is not who you are. It's just a circumstance. It's a period in time. So if a girl left you because of hard times, or a man left you because of hard times or whatever, then you know who you are. You know you get it back.
Yo, who you think leave more of a hard times?
Women. Y'all gone.
That's a fact.
Gone.
Women leave more of a hard times?
Yeah.
Expound.
Listen, man. You got 2 weeks after the electricity bill says overdue. And then she gonna start looking at you different. The moment she don't got her amenities, she's gonna start questioning your whole life.
Nice,
and you've been with this woman for months, years, taking care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The moment she feel that, she gonna feel some type of way towards you. And that's not the down women. It's just from male experience. A lot of men can speak to this. You know what I'm saying? I know too many dudes like, yo, you never needed for nothing. The moment I got sick, the moment I was unable, or maybe mentally I was just wasn't there, and things fell off, you was gone.
I mean, that's the social consensus. You know what I'm saying? That's what they saying, and that's what they saying. It's like I know some women out there That'll hold it down.
Yeah, no, you know, definitely. Shout out to the shorties out there paying the bills, man.
But you're talking about overall, you think women.
Yeah, they leaving.
Yeah.
You never heard a dude you never heard a dude say, yo, my girl can't afford this, I'm out. Never. I never heard it in life.
But what if dudes got different circumstances?
You got some bum ass niggas, man. You got some bum ass niggas.
No, I'm talking about, like, so to girls' circumstances might be financial.
Okay.
To guys, circumstances might be, you know what I'm saying, physical, or she can't cook, or a different kind of circumstance. You think he'll dip over something like that, or he'll hold it down?
I don't know, because it's hard to put yourself in the mindset of other people when you was raised a certain way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, empathy is good to know how to tap into. Y'all better at empathy than I am, I think. You know what I'm saying? But, like...
I wouldn't say that.
I'm on the
shooting. So, bet, look, I think that if you leave over that she can't cook a plate, you petty, bro. You petty.
Yeah, man.
You petty.
Nah.
But if it's because of, like, sexual and she not fucking with you, it's a difference. You know when your girl's fucking with you. And I think that's what be fucking with niggas, like, yo, she treating me like she don't even fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get some off of that, then that's your fault, shorty.
Yo, you know what it is? I think because men, like, we suffer in silence. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think
a
man is going to leave you because you can't cook. Because a man be like, all right, damn, my shorty can't cook. You know what? I'm going to spend that extra so we can get food on the way out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show a little one and twos. You feel me? So when she ain't get in the kitchen, she can get me right. Like, we're going to go through the process.
Yeah,
I don't think...
Yeah.
And, you know, just my opinion, you got to put that out there, just my opinion, when you just look at the scope of things, I don't think shorties is trying to really build with men nowadays. It's just like, yo, boy, nigga, you better have that, or on to the next, you get what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying that's every female, but
that's what
the vibes is. See, a man to get a shorty, yo, listen, you know what? She dope, she a vibe. I could help her grow. I could build this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Men ain't really gonna leave for too much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the people watching this at their crib.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to people listening in the car, you at work, wherever you at, shout out to you.
You could have been anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? But you here with us. You're here with us.
I appreciate that, because that 5 minutes before you enter your job, all the real niggas know that's essential.
Because
you getting yourself mentally ready for that warfare. The real ones know.
Yeah.
So, like, if you listening to us, man, clap off for you, man. Keep hustling.
Yeah.
We like that.
You know, so if you got the people out there hustling, trying to get a whip,
yes.
Keep hustling. You're going to get
it, man. Keep hustling.
Keep on stacking that bread. Do what you got to do, man.
We was just there.
Busting them walks.
Come on, we don't bust
legendary
them.
Legendary walks.
Moses.
Yeah. Moses.
Yeah.
The Moses Pilgrim.
He done cleared the whip.
You know what I'm saying?
Plenty of times.
Walks.
People used to call us, like, yo, we just seen you walking.
Clean the whole area.
Of course you do. That's what we do.
Yeah. I'm like, why you ain't pull over, though?
Yeah, this is what we talking about back in the day.
Yeah, we talking about way back in the day. Yeah.
Bro, that was some bonding times.
Listen,
it was crazy.
Listen,
we used to walk everywhere.
And fly when we was walking.
Crispy. On the freestyle the whole time.
Come on. White tees crispy. Shining in the light.
Word.
Feet's looking ridiculous.
Yo, you know they always say that, like, young boys don't be outside the way that we used to be outside and shit like that. Yeah, I feel like that's true. Like, young boys
be outside.
Like, y'all really never touch outside like that?
I feel like it depends on where you live at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like young boys be outside.
Young boys be outside.
Still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's different times. I think that young boys are a little wilder than we were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think they more wilder. I think they more emotional.
Okay.
Because so, I think, like...
Why is that, though? What you think made them more emotional than we are?
I think it's so different, and I don't mean no disrespect, right? I think we came up under a time where it was a little bit more brute honesty.
Mm-hmm.
It was no cuddles. Nobody was trying to cuddle you from the truth. You know, nowadays it's just like, oh my God, I'm destroyed inside, and everybody's huddling around and got opinions. We don't come from that.
Yeah.
So I think when you have that, it's just easy to be more weak inside. You don't have no grunt about you. You don't have no demand about you. It's just like, nah, I'm going to take the easiest way out.
Even in schools, they got the No Child Left Behind joint. You know what I'm saying?
Now
I got left back twice, man. That would have been clutch. Hey, yo, shout out to all the people that got left back.
Yo, shout out.
Shout out to y'all. We made it.
Some of y'all was wild out, so some of y'all was full beard in the lunchroom. Y'all niggas was wild niggas still. Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna put that. Nah, we keeping it real. Y'all was still taking down yams. Y'all was out of control. Y'all was taking down yams too. It's like, yo, this boy's wild. Pushing a V, talking about we out of our league. I'm like, all right, man, you just out of your grade level.
Yeah, the lunchroom was epic times, man.
Yeah,
let's go to all lunches, man. Shout out to Shiloh, man.
Yeah,
shout out to Shiloh.
Shout out to the
general. The food fights. That happened.
It wasn't really a food
fight. It was something like they was bullying niggas.
Some of y'all was throwing food at niggas, man.
I don't remember no epic.
No epic shit. It was light. Niggas got in trouble. It was really a fight. I'll take that back.
Towards the end of the year, it was a full fight though, because niggas was pissing on shit because we was leaving. You feel niggas what I'm saying? So a lot of niggas was bucking.
But it wasn't no epic crazy shit.
No epic shit.
Rush the table and everything like that, then you on niggas quick.
Yeah.
On the walkie talkies early.
Speaking of Shiloh, man, we want to give our love and blessings and condolences. And send out love and prayers to the legend, Ashton.
Man. Ash.
Rest in peace to God, man.
We lost a legend. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We grieved together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the class of 2012. You know what I'm saying? Condolences to y'all.
Skip, yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Skipper.
Yeah, man.
Another God, another legend, man. Rest easy. You know what I mean?
Andy Kershaw.
Yo, Andy.
Rest in peace.
You know what I'm saying? Love and condolences, man. You know what I mean?
Still high.
You hear that ad lib? That's the energy. That was right there on QB. Bro, that's crazy. Instead of your heart came out of nowhere. You know what it was? It was the boys saying what's good. Really? That's how it be. You know what I'm saying? Blessings to y'all, man. Rest in peace. You know what I mean? You just on another plane of existence. You're not going, so.
You know what I mean? Rest easy, man.
Safe travels.
I feel like if you have those type of conversations of like how you can't explain certain things happening, was knocked over in your crib and shit when it was just you and things like that, they start putting you on them tablets where you don't got no damn sense and all that. So, you know what I mean? The people who know who dealt with like spiritual things happening on this plane,
what gaps in your relationship
in some form of capacity, man. And send love and blessings to them, you know what I mean?
But you think be loving hard?
I feel like polygamy doesn't fill any gaps. Oh. I've told her multiple times, if you're my only woman,
they be loving the hardest.
And we don't find someone.
The city girls, and let me tell you why I know they be.
Polygamy is abundance.
That's number one. And a lot of the city girls, they just love the
law that we all live by.
Okay.
But they love them.
The human race don't think enough
them.
About
you cannot how tell them nothing else. You feel me? She gonna hold the yada I mean in the person
and
all
in the way that we
you
saw
feel me?
Nah,
and the purest like abundance in your relationship and life.
City girl,
like, if you start
man,
within your
the
home, with abundance, is
you feel me?
It's everywhere.
Look at it. And we don't take my word for it. We gotta go through the history books. You know what I'm saying? Past. Present, future. What's been going on? What's been going on?
Yo, open the chapter though.
Listen,
open the chapter.
When you open a chapter, name me one shorty that was into that life when her man got locked up or in jail. She held them down. She's on to the next.
What life?
In a street life, in a life of in life in general. Once a woman has no more interest in you, she's gone.
So let's say, how many years you got to get for your girl to not have to hold it down?
How many years?
Like sentence to amount of years?
Maps. You might as well put a sideways 8 on that joint.
Yo, listen.
You might as well sideways 8 that joint, man. Listen.
Okay.
Yo, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's
I feel
just
like
that,
even if you get just like a year, is she still fucking?
Yeah,
what you think, bro?
I feel like even if you were, even if you was
on a shorty, really.
I feel like I feel
every shorty is different.
I feel like when it hit that six 6 month mark, I feel like and she sees somebody she like, chances are she gonna fuck.
Like, if I get like 10 years, like yo,
come on, man,
go ahead, mama, send me pictures.
Gotta rebuke that though. Rebuke that.
Oh yeah, rebuke that. Ain't happening.
Nah, on everybody. Yeah, you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, rebuke it on everybody. Yo, freedom.
Freedom.
Free all them niggas that couldn't pay child support too, man. Freedom.
But I feel like
look. He serves no purpose in jail, man. Give him the opportunity to
jail off the child support.
Yeah,
nah,
give him an opportunity to get out. You know what I'm saying? To make money so he be able to pay it. You know what I'm saying? What purpose does he serve being arrested?
Yeah.
Give him the opportunity to build him so he can take care of his kids. You feel me?
I feel like when it comes to that, man, like a lot of people, and they it's hard to say that y'all are for the good of people when you just see what's available to us. You feel what I'm saying? Just in general, whether it's through food, whether it's through opportunity, living opportunity and stuff like that, because certain people live near factories and all that. They ain't putting it in certain neighborhoods and stuff like that.
But what is that? What you talking about, really?
I'm talking about, like, when it comes to, like, the people who have money,
mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? It's hard to look at you, even if you're not a horrible person. It's hard to not look at you like you're not a horrible person because of the conditions that everybody else is in. If you dictate the things, if you making the money, you passing the laws, you doing this, you doing that, why are the people not living right?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Let's talk about, like, the chemicals in our food and shit like that. Why isn't just not, like, clean food available for everybody? That's just the bare minimum, regardless of your pay scale. Like, to really see, like, the quality of life, you gotta be making a certain amount.
Yeah, capitalism and
management. You feel what I'm saying? Like, can't fuck with you like that, doggy. Send them to, if you really want to make an impression, go ahead and send us those invoices, man.
Yeah, man.
Them invoices for the good charitable work.
If you can make one law, what would it be?
My law would be, if I can make one law.
Question of the year.
If I can make one law,
One law,
it would be that housing is mandatory for everybody.
Okay.
If we didn't have it, we would have to build it for you to stay. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie.
Shelter mandatory for everybody.
I would make killing black people a federal offense.
Facts.
I like that.
Facts.
Even if a black person do it.
Yeah.
I like that. I would say, give everybody their free healthcare, man. Everybody get their free, get that good, that good free healthcare.
That's a great one.
And
that's
every one. Doctors need to get reviewed every year.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
That's a lot of people, but in terms of what?
Let's get into that. Reviewed in terms of what?
Like, surgery tests, make sure they up to par with their skills, looking at success rates of their clients, how their clients are doing, and stuff like that.
That's a fact.
All that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
That matters. A lot of people be dying in these doctor offices.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay. Yo, those are three hard laws, though.
Yeah, man.
If all three of those was the
best. Squad for president.
That's facts.
Squad for president.
Go ahead, man.
What's good?
You know what I'm saying? Squad for president. I know it's just a team.
You know what I mean?
We're going to get y'all right.
Real patriotic, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Put us in the next term, you know, them bags is gonna come through.
But real talk, those three alone right there, that'd be life changing for many people.
You know, every HBCU get fried chicken every Wednesday. If I was president, every black household in the country.
You heard?
That'd be for every black household in the country, fried chicken every Wednesday.
Who cooking it though? Hmm? If you could choose one chain to cook it, who cooking it?
A chain, like somebody that's already out?
Or it could be somebody that your recommendation, like, yo, Miss Patty, you got to train everybody to make these fried chickens, man.
Yeah, man.
Who's serving the chicken wings,
man? I'll have to train them myself.
Okay.
If I do say so.
Are you coming when it comes to the seasoning the chicken? So, look, everybody going to answer this, man. Everybody, because this is important for everybody that we talking about cooking. Some of that should be nasty. And we're going to get into why. So, go into your procedure, man.
I feel like I shouldn't give my secrets, man. Because I feel like you know I make my chicken better than you.
Well,
you trying to learn how I do my
chicken. Nah,
nah. I ain't going. You trying to go all my podcast on the flat, but you ain't slick. I'm like, give it my procedure. Just know it's crispy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just know it's tender.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Just know the flavor blasts through the seams of the crisp.
I heard you.
You know what I'm saying? That's not only through your taste palates, but also your nostrils.
Okay. Yo, but all right. So let me give one to everybody. Just one. If you don't clean your chicken, everybody else's chicken is automatically better than yours. If you're not cleaning it in some type of
salt. They be saying you ain't got to clean your chicken, yo.
Lies.
Yo, I heard, I seen that before. Like it was like you ain't got to clean your chicken. I don't know, a little weird, but yeah. I advise you a little lemon rub. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna leave it after this. Look how they produce chicken.
Nah, they be wildin'.
Yeah, you ever
seen like one of those slaughter homes?
Y'all seen the videos?
Houses.
They try like everybody seen the videos.
They go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jump.
Nah, but I think. Cut a lemon in half, man. Clean your chicken, or you know, I think that I don't think that.
Clean your chicken, man. Yo, y'all put it in the comments if you cleaning your chicken or not. We gonna see this, man. Well, anyway, man. So,
Now we here, man. We here to stay in your hot pockets. Listen, we about to do this. We about to be running this back to back. You know what I'm saying? Pause. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Pause that.
And may pause live forever, man.
Forever. Facts.
Maypole's looking better, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Yeah, man, but we just getting warmed up, you know what I'm saying? We out here just blessing y'all. Hopefully y'all had a good time, got some good laughs real quick. We're going to be back for more, you know what I'm saying, longer episodes, but we just wanted to come in here and just spit some knowledge, just spit some game, and holla at y'all real quick, you know what I mean?
Tap in.
You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate y'all, boys, man. Appreciate you for recording.
Thanks, game.
Appreciate you always being here, spread your
gems
and knowledge, man.
Any
words of last word of advice, anything y'all
want to
say to them before we slide?
Yo, whatever's a part of your agenda, get it done, man.
Mm.
Make sure you get it done, man. Execute.
Yeah, man, love one another. Goals and love, man. Mm. Goals and love, we out.
Mm. Yo, get you some buns, man.
That too, man. Hey, steady your hearts, man. Blessings and love, man. Proud of you. Be proud of yourself daily, you heard?